Blog Talk Radio.
Your smile, your voice creeps at my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you would sort of me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start to fight in me. One who was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I took you?
I'ma leave the door open, girl.
has a funny way of showing you lessons.
Remix featuring Kevin Ross, Raheem Devon, and Anthony Hamilton.
God has a funny way of showing what is meant to be. Had to learn everything I was meant to see wasn't meant for me. I guess I had to fall many times.
Fall in love.
Guess all them bruises made me strong enough to see you, see who you are. Before I just played too many games to be this blessing in front of me. Thank God he opened up my eyes. Now I'm realized.
Everyone that let me down led me to you.
Oh baby, all the sleepless
nights, all the heartbreak I had led me to you.
As if I never went through it, I'd have never found a love. Growing up in time, it's a blessing. And I wait for more day running round. I want to miss it. Not you, baby. No. The heart of the woman that you are truly shines through you. God wants to save me for you. I used to dread the love I lost. It was barely just a glimmer.
Oh, oh, oh.
Now that life led me to you, God intended this. Now I realize.
Everyone that let me down led me to you.
Oh baby, all the sleepless nights. And if I never went through it, I would never find a love like you.
Like a rolling stone,
temptation song.
Running the fast lane, never looking back.
It's always moving on.
Every bad choice only meant for the third with checklist. Every wrong turn showed me there's a clear direction. I had to let it go and let God do. If it was up to me, I would've never knew. This magic, best thing happened to me. Life fast, but with you in my back. And you see, no losses, we just live in love. And though I can't say, every love affair has perfect.
Me to you, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
oh,
oh.
All the
I'm dangerous, but you can do that all by yourself.
Hey,
everybody got something to say,
and you don't even wanna see why they talk so badly. I actually make you happy.
All that matters is a thing.
And I don't even give a damn. For you, I'm a better man. So tell them if they wanna hear me again.
Hey.
You're too slow for me and the life I live. You ain't out in the club all night. You wanna be the quiet part of my life. They don't understand how beautiful that is.
Hey, hey. Everybody got something
to say. They don't even wanna see what they're talking so badly. I actually make you happy. And
all
that. And I don't even give a damn. They wanna hear me again.
This is Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm.
This is Essential Vijani, and you are listening to In the Spotlight and
Open Mic, a virtual open mic space with a physical open mic vibe. Welcome to
Epiphany,
the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next and online radio. Ha, what it do, everybody?
Good evening, good evening, good evening, creative minds. Can I tell you how excited I am tonight? I am your host, Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm. And let me introduce my co-host, the soft-spoken. I've been careful with those quiet ones, though. Essentially, Janice. What's up, sis?
Hey, good evening.
How you
everyone.
Feeling?
Hey, sis, I'm great. I am so excited. So excited.
Why am I nervous like I'm the one in the hot seat tonight?
There is no hot seat. It's just love.
I know.
Yes.
I know, but our sister out there, she's feeling the heat. Apparently, she just told me she carries heat. So, you know, I don't know. You didn't hear from me, though. I am excited about tonight. Little nervous. I don't know why. Maybe I've been gone too long. Big shout out to you, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and Poetic, and Pearly LaNegra. Did I just mess up her name? La Perla Negra. I always take Larry's nicknames and then just incorporate them in in the names. But thank you all for holding it down for us and agreeing to swap with us last week.
Yes, thank you.
It has definitely been a month for sure, a couple months. So we appreciate you all. But we are back. We are here. And tonight, I know we are starting with an open mic, but we are excited because tonight we have none other than T. Michelle, a.k.a. Dame Devereaux, that damn Dee Dee in the house, and she'll be coming in a little bit. But we're going to start things off at the open mic tonight. Are you ready to hear some poets?
We are. We are. I am. But first, let's give also shout out to author Larry Maddox, because Raw with Rain is sponsored by Raw Links LLC.
Absolutely. You know, what I'm sporting right now, right?
Oh, I've got my board bracelet on.
Oh, you know what? I felt like my boys needed a little extra love after the loss yesterday. So I'm wearing my Ravens.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because they were murdered yesterday. They were murdered, but
we're not gonna talk
about that. Listen, Lamar still had a good game though. So, but I know that this is not what is the show called that Venom has. This is not that show, but I could talk about the Ravens all day. Lamar had a good game though. He had a good game, but
yeah.
We were murdered. But I am absolutely, you know, and shout out to Larry, author Larry Maddox, for being our very first guest in the house here in the spotlight. That was such a phenomenal show. I'm still kind of on a high from that show, and I know that was like a while ago, but it was such an amazing show, and it just leads us tonight, and I expect tonight to be nothing short of just as amazing for our dear sister. So, yeah, shout out to Larry, not just for Rawlings, but we wouldn't have this space without him, so we appreciate you, sir, my precious. Even though you can't bring him on the show, I will still give you shout out for Smoke. All right, sis. So let me see who we have first on the mic here tonight. None other than Miss VIP.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good evening, Diva.
Hey.
Hey,
baby Diva. I didn't really want to be put on until T came on because I had a special piece for her. So if you want to, you come back to me when she comes on, okay? If you don't mind.
Okay. Absolutely. We can do that. We can definitely do that. All right. I will put you back on mute.
All right.
Well, then, I guess. Says, I guess that takes us over here to the Epiphany Radio station manager, the one who gets me right, gets me on set. So let's pull him in real quick. He saved Raw with Rain tonight, that is for sure, so we can rock out. Good evening, sir. How are you this evening?
I am doing phenomenal. How are you doing, Rain?
I am doing well. Thank you so much.
Very poetic.
And this other sexy diva, essentially, Janice.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing phenomenal. I'm going to borrow your word. I'm doing phenomenal.
You know what I'm going to borrow from him? I'm going downstairs and get that bottle of wine out the freezer.
Oh, I'm unprepared.
I need a whole bottle tonight.
That's all right. That's okay. You can get the whole bottle.
Oh, you know what? I'm feeling a little jealous right now because he took it down like an extra octave for you. Yeah, what's up with that? Like it was I'm feeling kind of jealous right now, Van.
I mean,
he hasn't heard me in a while.
Extra octaves for both of you. So no need to.
I heard it change just now too.
Perfect.
But it's all right. He's forgiving because he saved the show tonight. So
thank you very much.
It's a little different being over here on mountain time. So I get confused. You know, some things accommodate me and some things do not. But I'm going to learn. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it together. We rocked out.
Excellent.
Sir, do you have a piece for us this evening?
I do have a piece for you this evening. It's called...
Should we get ready? Should we get some special...
No.
I'm going to brace myself for this. I feel it. I'm going to brace myself.
No, it's a different kind of piece tonight.
Okay.
I'm
ready.
Well, we're ready for you. So the mic is yours, sir.
Thank you. This piece is called Motivation Quarantined. I'm motivated by motivation, elevated by elevation, trying to see what lies beyond the stars. The galaxy's watching me from afar. I'm a beast unchained, walking in the jungle uncaged, seeking and searching, peeking and perching, looking for my prey. Unusually different with an indifference of others' opinions with no chance of sabotaging my emotional and mental state, of being something society says I should be when I'm already great. Quarantined with my ability of creativity, stretching my ink and my thoughts beyond reality, transcending my total environment from something blue into a world of something new. All around me is the energy and the vibe of healing. Amid the coronavirus sickness dealing, a death blow. Pick up the black crow. Kiss it till it becomes a white dove. Fill the earth with your love. My ink is this universal drip. Your eyes are missing the link. Your mind is in neutral and a normal pathway. Your energy is the gateway to unlocking this greatest harmony ever shared without agony, quarantined with the greatest entity on the planet. Me, myself, and I. Never forget, you are the greatest as you look in the mirror, and your vision is getting clearer. And that's that piece.
Wow. Poetic. That was powerful. My God.
That piece was, yeah, that was definitely something different.
Thank you.
And there were a couple lines that you were going, so I couldn't keep up, sir. I was trying to keep up. But peeking and perching, looking for my prey.
I was trying to jot that down.
And your mind, girl, and your mind is on neutral. It's in neutral. Can you run that line back for me? Your mind is in neutral. Please, and thank you.
See, the mind is in neutral.
About 3/4 of the way through. I'm here to help you out. I'm here to help.
Okay.
I'm here to help.
Okay. Here you go. Fill the earth with. Sorry, I'll go back. Kiss it till it becomes a white dove. Fill the earth with your love. My ink is a universal drip. Your eyes are the missing link. Your mind is in neutral. And the neural pathway, your energy is the gateway.
Mhm. And you started that section with the line that stood out for me because it was so visual when you talked about the crow and then changing to a dove.
Mm-hmm.
I loved how visual that was. You know, I'm going to want to read that later, right?
Absolutely. You got it.
Thank you. Yeah. Mhm.
Well, thank you so much, Van. I would have you. It's a little early in the show, so would you mind if I bring you back in later to have you do the rundown?
Definitely.
You see how I lowered my octave for you?
See, and I'm loving it. Loving it.
We appreciate you, sir. That was, yeah, that was absolutely, this is probably one of my favorite pieces from you, quite honestly.
Thank you.
I dug this, and I dug your delivery. There's a lot of passion in that delivery. There's conviction, a lot of conviction in that delivery. So I definitely felt that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thanks. Absolutely. And we'll talk again soon. Bring you back in. I'll hit you back in.
All right.
Thank you.
Sounds...
Are we already starting off?
Mm-hmm.
They already coming out the gate. Out the gate.
Wow.
I don't know if you're that's all wrong on Clubhouse. Out the gate. So we're not ready for who's next. I think that Van, he warmed up the mic, but I don't know that we're ever I don't know that the mic can ever get warmed up just quite enough for our next poet. I don't think it's possible. But let me go ahead and open his mic and let everybody else get the judge of that.
Joe, the verbal mind dancer.
Good evening.
Good evening, Vane. Good evening, Janice. How you
doing? Hey, big brother. Hey, Joe.
What's up?
So good to hear you, Joe.
Yes.
Well, very I'm around. I'm still around.
How you feeling, hey. Love?
Good. I mean, it's pouring out rain right now. But yeah, I love it.
Well,
thanks.
I mean, I don't see a problem.
Right.
I don't.
Listen, if we weren't on air, we would be out there in it.
Hey, I just came back from outside, so yes indeed.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that it rains while I'm there next month. So
yeah.
I'm gonna need it to rain the whole time. Not the whole time, but a few good days, because rain in Maryland is a beautiful kind of rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the storms in Maryland are next level. I haven't lived anywhere where the storms were quite like Maryland, so.
Absolutely. That's
and I've lived in a lot of places. are we ready for you tonight, Joe? Should we be doing something special to get ready for you?
I got something for the feature this evening, but I'm gonna go ahead and do that.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, we will step back and we will give you the mic, sir. The mic is all yours.
Okay, y'all got to give me one second.
Okay, take your time. You know, you royalty around here, so we give you all the time you need.
Yeah, usually I have my stuff together, but man.
It was on me. It was her voice. It kind of threw you off.
It definitely. It's called what? I think you got it. It's called Let the Music Play.
Oh, I love. Oh, we're both in love. That I already know. The mic is yours.
All right, so here we go. Let the music play. As the DJ spins over long-lost friends, I hear a jam that reminds me of someone. I hear poets spit off of musical notes with some dope quotes, and in the long run, the DJ snaps her fingers. Like a mic drop when a poet stops, I wish I knew her better. She reminds me of a bit of a Lena Horne. I know she's indoors stormy weather. The DJ snaps her fingers. With an ocean of promotions, how many sail her seas? When a surfer catches that perfect wave, hang 10 if you please. And that was for you, man. And the DJ snaps. Her fingers write a bold poetic story. Often heard and seldom seen, Tea LaSalle, if you please. Dame Devereaux is no alter ego. And the DJ seldom sleeps. Promotional goddess, irregardless of the artist, I'm sure you'll be asked, when did you start this? Don't answer that. Just stay on your star list. You're not heartless to your own beat, and the DJ spins. Should now realize the realness lies in the soul of many. Broken dreams, a token sense of caring. Stop loving you. I can't stop thinking about us, and the DJ plays her pain. Music of the landscape we dwell in, all those nights caught up in spells when it's sleep that we want. Choose you over anybody else, and the DJ holds it down. Mood changer, psyche rearranger, might she be a stranger to you? Flowers are powers to the living. Dame Devereaux is a gardener and so giving. And the DJ still promotes others, expressing her glow. I don't care, it's not an issue. Some days I often miss you, and it's raining hard tonight. So when I have a miscue and a DJ plays me straight, congratulations, T. LaSalle, May you continue to excel. Dame Devereaux, if you have to know, I think it's remarkable as well. And the DJ plays her song. In peace. Thank you.
I'm so glad I was muted. That was so incredibly sweet. Oh, my goodness. I want to bring tea in, but we got to wait. We got to wait.
I'm waiting. I know. But I actually asked her, but I think I don't. Joe, we might have to have you run that back for her.
Yes.
We might have to have you run that back for her. Because I
was so sweet. Did she send you a message?
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Oh, she sent you one directly?
Seriously.
Okay. It was the visuals for me. That was, you painted that picture like, was so visual, Joe. You are such a beast.
I love that. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
You know what? Hold on. I think... hold on. I'm about to do. Okay. Oh, apparently the Blog Talk Lady. Yeah, we might have to have you run that back, Joe, because the Blog Talk Lady had kicked her out, I think, or it wasn't letting her come on. So we might have to have you do that again. Oh, she said she heard the whole thing. Okay.
Cool,
bitch. Perfect. But I would say if I was her, the way that Dame Devereaux rolled off your tongue though, I was feeling a way. Like had that been me, I would have been, yeah, I would have been in my feelings. I might be breaking the rules here, so.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, man. Appreciate it, Queen.
Okay. Come on, T. Check your back channel. I was going to break the rules and bring her in, but I don't know if she's in a position to be rotten yet. Okay, so.
Yeah, she's rotting us up right now, so yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Talk to my sister for a second while I get this together over here. Please and thank you.
Where
you been? Because I've been missing you, Joe. I've been gone.
Sometimes you just gotta gather my thoughts, you know.
We talked a little bit about that. Yeah, we do the same.
Sometimes you need a break from it all, right?
Well, absolutely, man. I mean, it'd be crazy otherwise.
Let me ask you a question.
Speaking for myself anyway, but yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. You know how sometimes you have photos that go along with your pieces? Do you have one for this yet?
No, but I could come up with something for sure.
I'm going to shoot you something back, Channel.
She has one.
What I was visualizing was, right, I'm about to go search because what I saw was so specific. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to have to do a quick search and shoot you something back, Channel, see what you think.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so the good thing about being a host here is that we get to break our own rules if we want to. Wow. This is not the official introduction. I'm just going to allow our special guest, because I'm going to officially introduce her later, but I just want to give her opportunity to come in and speak to Joe, since he just laid it on her like that. Hey.
Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. My God.
What's up, sis? How you feeling?
Man, I've already been sitting here tripping and stuff. I'm like, hold on, my eyes missed. Is that onions or something? Something was cutting onions.
Oh, my
God. No, because it's, a lot of people have no clue how much Dame Devereaux Mind Dancer has really touched my life, especially when I was going through a lot just a couple of months ago. and I couldn't sleep at night because I was struggling. And he would hit me up like, hey, sis, what's going on with you? And I'm like, oh, my God. And how he eloquently slid that into peace, I was like, man, look, you about to take me there again. Oh, my God. But I'm good. But you have to know I love you so much with my whole heart. Oh, my God, thank you. Like, this whole night, I'm telling you, I couldn't sleep last night. Look, we'll discuss that later, but I know I'm only supposed to be in for like a split second, but I had to show love to Joe. My God. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, good night.
You
know,
I
show love to you, too,
Queen. Oh, we love
yeah,
you both
thank y'all
so
for
much.
That.
So.
Thank y'all for that. Appreciate that, y'all.
Thank
you, Joe. We appreciate you. T, I'm putting you back. You're gonna get
bye.
Your, you're gonna get
bye.
We got it. Bye.
I'm gonna follow the rules. I'm okay. Later.
We just gotta follow the rules.
Yeah, we gotta follow the rules. We don't like rules. I don't like rules. So Joe, thank you, love. You know we have all the love for you and it's so good hearing you and that was the perfect piece for her. Mm-hmm. So thank you, love.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We hope that you stick around.
Oh, yeah, definitely want to hear everybody.
Okay. All right. Take care. I'm going to put you back on mute. All right. Okay. Next up on the mic, I am normally the precursor to the next on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally me, and then there's a hurricane. So...
Peace, ladies.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Good. How are you, Queen?
I'm good. I'm good. Just coming through to, you know, join in a celebration of, you know, Tita Shao, somebody that we all should be very thankful for because she is a major force in connecting so many different networks and people, you know, who probably would have never gotten a chance to even, you know, just get with each other. So I really... I want to say I appreciate you. I know she's listening. I totally appreciate you. I know it's hard work. There's a lot of personalities, colorful personalities to deal with in the poetry community. So I appreciate the blood, sweat, and tears you put into this, and we know that it's from your core because you appreciate the art. You got genuine love for the art, and I respect anybody on that.
Sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely. She does all of that. She definitely hypes us up. So, you know, we'll talk about all that later. I was going to go into something, but yeah, she's all of what you just said. Absolutely. She is all of that. And, you know, we love her. So. I know you came in here to tear things up, didn't you, Queen? Cause I'm never ready. I already know there ain't nothing I can do to get ready for you.
Yeah.
So,
listen, I just love that you all collectively, A, our family first and foremost, and B, we share love for the art, and we inspire each other's pen, you know, all of us. So I'm just here to do what it does.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are ready for you. So the mic is all yours, and I'm buckling up over here for sure.
All right. Once upon a time, I was called an angel. But through life's thrust and everything from love to lust, my wings were crushed into angel dust, reminding me to never get too high because I have no halo. Perfection is a refugee from the makings of me, and I've been making peace with that for over 4 decades. See, with each revolution around the sun, I absorb the spiral of life. Sometimes the spin feels too fast, too slow, or simply out of my control, and sometimes I get dragged from trying to hold on to what needs to be let go, and it feels like I'm incapable of recovering from the slip. See, it's a challenge to gain a firm grip. That's when logic's door becomes unhinged and I binge eat those emotions that flaw me to a degree of heaviness that no scale can weigh. My eyes, they sink below sea level. And that's where the devil tries to sell the prettiest glass for me to lush through. But then staring at the bottom after gluttonous consumption whispers destitution to the view, spinning reflections around my head that remind me that I have no halo. Positions change, and I take mine in a transition. Then I listen to that inner voice that pays the fee for my higher learning. Some call that intuition. And sometimes I need distance so I can reserve the best calculations and equations that grant frequent strolls of this earth to develop a bigger picture from the negatives with perspective angles of what it's all worth. There's a revolution of musings, touring my crown and permeating my now, both sweet and fervent. Time is often sarcastic to the very things I thought I've mastered, and sometimes question is thrown to the strongest arm towards everything that I claim to know, but I have no halo. Just vicious cycles, unclean scenes of the people, places, and things that deplete me, and the roads that have captured the stumbles of my nomadic roam. See, we've been taught to read maps or stars for direction, but I write these poems because this is where I find home, where I can unapologetically reap what I've sown, where peace and war swarm my dome, contemplating which ground I shall own and how it shall shape and reevaluate the things that I've condoned. See, I have no halo. And it's hard to have an ego in a soundproof room. It's hard to have an ego when before I understood life, death was sucked from my womb, compliments of an adolescent mind prying adult doors open far too soon. Yet still those imperfections added depth and phases to this moon, because I have no halo. Just an orbit of plans to be worked into planets, planets to be worked into galaxies, and galaxies to be worked into a you and I verse type legacy. Extraordinary, rich, cosmic from crown to toe as I drip in art form to ears and eyes open wide, and I will pour. But only where his are not already spoken for. Only where his have no ache for another. For I am no makeshift milieu. I am not leisure, and I am no tour. I am a lifetime. A trip around this mind could balance and graduate yours. 360 degrees of full circle progression with the kind of dizzy that blows trumpets for miles. An epic annular ode to life's notes, both high and low. Because, see, I have no halo. But I've borrowed time to remind you of how my own scars, yet they haven't damaged the spin. They simply built resilience in the wind that frees me through the rhythm of my pen. And peace.
Listen. So first of all, Queen, I just opened mics because I forgot what show I was on. So I forgot my own show. Mics are open. So anybody that wants to comment, but I need you to run something back for me. There were so many lines for this, and I'm going to give my co-host a chance to speak too. But so the whole I have no halo, that intuition line, and I want you to run that one back for me. But the people, places, and things that deplete me, and the line about the maps for direction, but poems is where I find home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Listen, yeah. There were so many lines in this, but could you run that intuition line back for me, please, Queen?
Okay, absolutely. I have no halo. Positions change, and I take mine in the transition. Then I listen to that inner voice that pays the fee of my higher learning. Some call that intuition.
I surrender.
Listen, I had my eyes closed and my hand in the air. Like, I was feeling that.
Exactly. I was like, how do I, because I wanted to capture, because it was like, I was like, no, I was like, these are hitting me, and I have to let her know that they're, but I just wanted to sit in it for a minute. So it's like, I look forward to this playback, for sure.
Imperfection.
For sure.
Oh, my goodness. So building resilience. Ugh.
Oh, I appreciate y'all so much.
I can't wait till I sit in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I just wanted to come through some love to you ladies first and foremost, and then, like I said, congrats, hats off to the features, well deserved. We all love you and appreciate everything you do, Queen. One love.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Queen.
And you know that is why. Yeah, she was absolutely when we were thinking about this show, she was one of those very first people. Her and Larry. I mean, how could we not start with these two? They're instrumental. They're instrumental to the poet community, and we just had to have them on here. And, you know, we'll be doing this once a month, so you just never know who's up next. So we definitely appreciate you, Queen, for coming through to share that powerful piece. And I literally cannot wait to go back and just sit in it because I need to hear that a few more times.
Much love, guys.
Thank you. All right. All right, so next up, we have to, this will be our last caller before we go into our feature. It's only apropos that this individual comes in. Right. He's at work, so we appreciate him coming in, sliding through, escaping. Hopefully he's made it to a quiet place so that he can join us on the mic. Good evening, sir.
How y'all doing?
What is happening? Did you hear what you just came in?
I'm glad to be here. Man, look, you already know. Look, I got the mop at the ready. I always got the mop at the ready when she came through. She always flood everything, man. My windows cracked and broke. And, you know what I'm saying? I got pieces
your
of limbs and trees all in my yard. And, you know?
Your insurance premiums got to be high with her.
Look, they won't even insurance me no more. I got to rebuild my house every time she come through. I just got to build it myself. I take the trees she knocked down anyway. Might as well use the wood.
Indeed. But I know that you've been looking forward to tonight because I know that you have mad love for our special guest, and I know that you brought us something amazing. So appreciate you calling in while you were at work, sliding in while you from the job.
She's deserving. You know, she's without being asked, been an individual who promoted poetry. You know, and being an advocate of poetry myself, and I appreciate that. I mean, I'm here for the art. That's what I do my show for. So, you know, to have somebody unexpectedly just start promoting your show and having good things to say about your show and asking other people and putting it in a post about what these people say about your show, I just think she's just dope and, you know, period. And then, of course, to see her stepping out and do her own thing is also, you know, good to see and glad for her. So, yeah, she deserves all the love and support we give. And, yeah, I'm here for it.
Absolutely. What I love is that, and I am going to do this before she even comes on here. What I love is that she's not biased. She supports every poet on every platform.
Right.
And I love that. I absolutely love that. And it's a love for the art, period. So, all right, sir. We're going to create space for you to do what it is that you do. And we know we can't prepare for this either. So, no sense in even trying.
I ain't about to flood nobody's house or nothing. You know, I'm just gonna be honest with
something. I hear your lips moving.
I'm just saying.
Okay, we about to find out. All right, so we gonna step back and let you do what it is that you do.
Already, I got this poem called "Because of Her I Exist." She is the seance to my renaissance. The essence of her very presence is released to me like wings on a prayer. She was for me, saw me before I even knew there could be a me, this Keith. She is a gift, manifestation at its most gifted, lifted me like the best ganja weed, all slow, no speed, maybe a little creed, because she can take me higher. No wires, just butterfly wings. She sings without words. Her smile has its own melody. Her eyes are more than windows. Her lips are as sweet as mangoes. Her voice carries love as easily as the wind blows. Who knows? Somehow this night just might lead us into a place where our emotions can grow if we let them grow. I go as she goes along. Just writing about her makes me break out in song, and it doesn't matter how it fits. She fits. We fit perfectly, intricately, like Rubik's Cube. Our colors align. We bind like DNA, our building blocks, our nucleotides. If her high tides must crash against rocks, I make sure it's amethyst, lapis lazuli, or any type of quartz. The moon is nigh, and since I am her sun, she shines bright. My glow is hers. Hers is mine. I claim her like Icarus wings. She melts for me. Her taste is ice cream. She screams. We all scream like an orgasm is a murderous thing. We pull love out of one another as if on string so easily. She is the epitome of everything, my queen being holding court over my heart. You see, she, well, she is art, Basquiat. Van Gogh on starry nights, we place crowns and blow smoke plumes while everyone else is living off fumes. Our energy is infinite. We have our own fossil fuel. Don't even have to dig for it. But she dug for me, brushed off old scale from a king's eyes as if my eyes were an artifact. And if that was the fact, it is simply that this king can now have the eyes to see because she loved me before this me could even exist. Renaissance.
Nope. The opening line. She is the seance to my Renaissance, though. Listen, I need you to take this one. I need him to repeat something when I know you got something to say. So go ahead.
I love your flow. I love your cadence. You said that writing about her makes me break out in song after you broke out in song, by the way. It doesn't matter if it fits, she fits.
Yes.
I absolutely love that. Absolutely love that. And then our colors align. She is art. I see all of that. I love being able to see that through those words. Thank you. That was amazing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Doesn't matter how it fits, she fits, we fit.
Right.
Rubik's Cube, nucleotide, high top. What I need you to run back to me is that moon line. Please and thank you.
Let's see the moon line.
It was right around there. The tide.
Oh, talking about the moon is nigh, or are you talking about before the moon?
You said the moon. She was something about the moon, and then you were the sun.
Okay, so
I believe that line.
The moon is nigh, and since I am her sun, she shines bright. My glow is hers and her is mine. I claim her like Icarus wings. She melts for me. Her taste is ice cream. We scream. We all scream like an orgasm is a murderous thing.
See? Yes, sir. Thank you. Just thank you. Thank you for your gift.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
If there's a comment on the page, it says you showed all the way out.
But he said,
right.
That was a setup.
That ain't hurricane worthy stuff right there. Like, Kim be tearing shit down. Like, I might build something up, but, you know, Kim be ripping shit apart.
The judgment. She do be wrecking stuff, but, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
she be wrecking it.
Okay, well, sir, listen, I thank you. Thank you for coming through to show love to
to T and for sharing your gift as always and for stealing time away on the job to do so. We appreciate you.
Indeed, shout outs to T. You know, she deserves the feature. You know, best luck to her in the future and everything that she does. And I'll listen as long as I can.
All right. We appreciate you.
All right.
So we are right at the top of the hour. So I'm going to go ahead and play on a station identification real quick. And then I'm going to play a song to introduce our special guest. We'll bring her in. And because Ms. VIP was first on the mic, I'd like to start off once we introduce T, give her a chance to say a few words, and then I'm going to bring in Ms. VIP, let her spit her piece, and then we can get into the interview.
Sounds good.
So let's, all right, let's do this. Where are we at here? All right.
This is For Real McCoy Douglas, and you're at Epiphany's Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. The next phase in online radio.
Everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody knows,
Man, that song gets me hype. It's one of my new faves. It's one of my new faves. Anyway, how you feeling?
Listen, I'm sitting here bouncing. Good night. It's been a good night. Yes.
So listen, welcome back, everyone, to Raw with Rain in the Spotlight with our special guest, T. Lachelle, a.k.a. Dane Devereaux, a.k.a. That Damn DD. We appreciate you tuning in to Epiphany Radio. Big shout-out to author Larry Maddox, For Real the Poet, who sponsors Raw with Rain and all the other Epiphany shows. He is amazing. If you don't know him, you need to be linked to him, because speaking of links, he is also the CEO of Raw Links, and if you don't know about Raw Links, you need to check it out. I'm telling you, I got three so far, and I have another one that I'm about to order. How about you, Diva?
About the same. I've got, and I've got a necklace. I have a whole set.
I need a necklace, and maybe even some earrings. Like, listen, I can go all out. We can listen. All right. So with that being said, I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Bring her in.
Yes. So I'm not unmuting her yet. Nope. We already broke the rules for one. So listen, tonight our guest, I already told you who she is, and when I tell you this woman, she's the Poetry Community's biggest supporter, promoter. She is our sister. So tonight is just going to be a whole lot of fun. I hope y'all are here for it, because I am. Welcome to the mic, That Damn DD. What's up, sis?
What's going on, folks?
Hey, sis.
Hey, sis. What's going on, man? Oh, my God, you guys got my cheeks over here just, like, hurting. And I know they're going to bust out in flames in a second, like they're burning. This is crazy.
I mean, So, yeah, no, because you thought this was going to be a hot seat. And you know we would never do that to you. Just here for some good conversation.
Hey, a lot of people like to hear all that stuff, you know, because they like to come for the drama. And I know it's not, but, hey, it is what it is. But.
You know, we don't, you already know, ain't nobody on this show right here. We drama on here.
I know Epiphany don't rock that. I get that. I respect the platform. All I'm
we don't do
is,
it, and
know,
we don't play it, so.
Sometimes it takes a little dishing, you know, in order for people to get up in here. So I'm just, you know, that's how. You know, you gotta know how to promote it. You know,
because you know our cutoff is real over here.
I just learned today, and I already know how to do it. So.
What's the thunder? Okay. But can you do me a favor, a huge favor?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Anything for
no.
you?
No. You know good and well if. This wouldn't be me if I didn't let Van come on and promote Epiphany shows.
Gotta do the rundown.
Absolutely.
The rundown for the
whole week. Absolutely.
So let me get out of the way for just a second and let that happen there.
No. You stay right here. You stay right where you are. His mic is open.
Gotcha.
Hey. T. Lachelle, a.k.a. Dane Devereaux. Welcome. Congratulations.
Hello.
Yeah. On your
Thank
spotlight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow with Mojave and one of his many plethora of shows, but it'll be the Honey Drippers tomorrow night. Wednesday night is going to be the Sexy Divas of Epiphany, La Perla Negra, and Miss VIP in the Love Zone. Thursday night is the dynamic duo of J. Rob, the wise son, Mr. DSP himself, and yours truly, Poetic, for the Get Down. Friday night is going to be Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. And Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, but we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday Night Y'all is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Monday for another edition of Raw with Rain with Rain and Essentially Janice. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Yes. You know that was the perfect alley-oop, sis. You know that was the perfect alley-oop. I appreciate that.
No worries, no worries. Because like I said, I mean, why not, you know, bring them in to go ahead and promote family? That's what we do.
Absolutely.
We always uplift each other to do that thing.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Always got space for them. So, we brought Miss VIP in earlier, and she wanted us to hold off. So I feel like we want to start this off with her, and then and then we'll dig into these questions. Wait, where'd she go? Like, hold on. Wait, she was here. Wait, am I missing her?
Mm-mm, scroll down. I gotta label her again. Wait.
Oh.
Okay.
So here's the thing. The thing is that Karen been acting out again. Karen stay acting out.
Is that the blog talk lady's name?
Yeah, I unaffectionately named her Karen. That's
good Lord. Not Karen.
Wait, here she is. You want me to just unmute her? I can bring it.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay, yeah, you can do it. You could do it. All right, Miss VIP, are you in the place?
Hello. Hey,
hello,
Diva. Congratulations,
hey, Diva.
On your picture.
Hey. Thank you. I'm over here dancing for you.
You're
welcome. Good dance.
Perfect. Well, see, I wanted to dedicate a piece to you. And it's called Phenomenal Woman, because you are phenomenal.
Oh. Don't make me cry. But I'm here for it.
The mic is yours, Diva, whenever you're ready.
Thank you. Thank you. A woman of substance, powered by God's light. She works and manages her home, seldom cries. Her smile is bright. She is you, she is me, a sister who handles herself gracefully, boldly full of wisdom. She is love, one of God's children, fit for the kingdom. Whether single or married, she had a vision of creativity. It was plain and in the works. No, she hasn't tarried in the least. Through the years, she learned to be strong, even asking for help if needed, never down for long. From birth, in spite of, she knows her worth, doing her best to stay positive, never entertaining the negative. Through every life lesson one could chronicle, she is me, she is you, daughter, sister, mother, grandmother, phenomenal. And that's that piece.
Mm. Perfect.
Man, if you don't stop it, oh, God. Oh, man, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
It just seems like the things that you were saying in that piece, I could have pinned it in my diary, like those nights when, you know, I get discouraged, but I keep on pushing and stuff like that. And, you know, how I have to sometimes write the affirmations to bring myself back in. It's like everything that you said in that. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
If you don't stop snooping in my diary, cut it out. Well, thank you so much, sis. I love you so much. You have no idea.
Oh, love you too.
Thank you so much, Miss VIP, for kicking us off on our show. We appreciate you so much. And that was a perfect way to
love.
One love, one
night. Thank you. One love, one night.
Thank you.
Okay.
Y'all gonna make me do the ugly cry before the end of the night. Y'all play too much.
It's all good. I mean, I'm here for the ugly cry. I love the ugly cry. But I'm gonna go gentle. We gonna tag team you a little bit. You know, this is just conversation. This is just like us on our phones having a conversation. So, we're gonna tag team you just a little bit. This is your night. You get to control how things go around here. I mean, you are that damn DD. So before I get into it real quick, because I know I did not say this earlier. If you're listening online, you can dial, the dialing number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get in queue. I see quite a few people in here that have not pressed 1. So if you feel like you should be in queue, you might want to hit us back channel because the blog talk lady is
disrespectful.
I'm trying not to talk bad about Karen, because Karen, she gets disrespectful with me real quick. When I tell you, she be listening. So
I told you I carried it in the purse. Karen can get it too.
Karen can get it.
No, that's right.
I choose violence.
You know I'm going to make that.
Of course you are. And you have, and if you are listening in online and you have not called in, you have approximately 42 minutes and 30 seconds to dial the number and get in online if you want to continue to listen. So now we are going to fly over to our questions. First, I know that you wear many hats, so I'm going to talk to T. LaChelle. I know we were just talking about DD, but we're going to talk to T. LaChelle right now because I feel like she was first.
Right.
So my question is, how did you transition from corporate America to all the many hats that you wear, but specifically whatever came first? What inspired that? What was, yeah, there you go.
Okay, so those who know me intimately know my backstory, but I'm going to go ahead and share it with you guys because there's some that don't. I was working in corporate America until literally October 12th, 2015. That was, and I know that date to a T because I was like, I'm going to stay home and take care of my husband who was battling cancer. I didn't know that I only had 1 month and 5 days left with my husband before he passed. Then I looked at all the time that I missed with my husband and my kids, all of the recitals that I missed, all of the sports events, everything. And so it was a no-brainer for me to just go ahead and start doing my thing at that time and step into the talents that I already possessed, because I had already been playing with graphic design way before. I was doing that, like, way before MySpace while you guys were playing. Let's go ahead.
Wow. Okay.
So I was, doing designs back then when my husband was living and stuff like that, but it was in his illness that, one, he first gave me permission to live and do me.
Mm.
And I know I never needed his permission, but I had his support, and that was more than anything. You know what I'm saying? That meant the world to me. So, and I can finally talk about him without crying, but he was my strength, you know, when I needed it. And so, and that was my best friend. So, yeah, we rocked out. So a lot, like I said, it's an emotional story, but I'm okay now. I'm healed.
Absolutely.
You know,
you and I have had that conversation. So, and you know, all my love goes to you. As I know that it was tough. I know, and I'm in awe of your strength now. So you actually kind of answered my question. So it was graphic design that came first for you.
Well, graphic design and promotion, because even then I was, you know, promoting events for my aunt, and it wasn't necessarily in the poetry community. She was, this is one of my aunts. She's a life coach and, you know, things like that. So I was like, you know, tagging with her and stuff like that. I was also promoting the travel agencies and things like that. So I had been doing that on the back end for a while, just kind of sort of just playing with it. But then I was like, how do I do all the things and put all the pieces of who I am and who I've become into what I love, which is poetry? I've been writing poetry since third grade. And
wow.
That's been the thing that's been keeping me, you know, keeping me afloat, making me stronger and stuff like that. Because I'm not even going to lie to you, and I know I'm not the only one. A lot of people have gone through trauma in their childhood and stuff like that. But my pen is what saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as I let my pen bleed from me, I was good.
Yeah.
And I was able to heal in the process, so I was great. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, the trauma don't come back, but then I take it to the pages mm-hmm. again. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that when Tila Shao was born, or was Tila Shao birthed much later?
Tila Shao came when my mama was whooping my behind, and she said Tila Shao. I knew it was coming. So I was like, all right, let me go ahead and buckle down and get in. But Tila Shell has always been me. It's just, you know, that's what kept me in line. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's my other personality, which is TC, which is the laid back chill. You get, you know, you can go hang out, have a couple drinks, chill and whatnot. But Tila Shell is always about business. My mom will crack the whip. Not all it did was build structure in me, and this is why I push forward the way I do.
I love that answer. Sis.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm here. Were you talking to me? I'm sorry.
Yes, I was talking to Jah.
Okay. I was just taking a look at T's bio. We posted it mm-hmm. On the page, but just in case any of the listeners didn't get a chance to see it, I just wanted to highlight a couple of things that stood out to me, and then I had a follow-up question for T. So in her bio, she explains that what you already said, you were embracing the arts and culture at a very young age, writing in the third grade. In the later uh-huh. years, introduced to literature from Langston Hughes, Edna St. Vincent Millay, Lord Byron, Nikki Giovanni, and Zora Neale Hurston. And then for the musicians uh-huh. that you felt influenced by, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, George Duke, Prince, Anita Baker, David Sanborn, to name a few. So I guess I wanted to kind of get an idea from you if, who out of all of those do you feel the most influenced by? Or whose style are you drawn to the most?
Honestly, I studied literature in college and stuff like that. And, you know, throughout my, you know, elementary and middle school years and everything like that, that was more or less my passion, because that's where I learned how to, I can't even just say just one in that particular mm-hmm. case, because they are all the pieces of the puzzle that made me who I am. And,
yeah.
you know, I can't, that's a difficult answer.
Depending on what you feel, you may lean towards that particular puzzle
right.
piece is what it sounds like. Yeah, that makes so much
right.
sense.
And if I was to, you know, at least give one of the quotes that I absolutely love is by Edna St. Vincent Millay, and it's the one where she says, her candle burns at both ends. And I don't know if you guys know that one. Huh?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't
know
that.
I love
name.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is how it goes. My candle burns at both ends. It will not last the night. But I, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light. And that's my whole thing.
Yeah.
Whether my candle burns at both ends, I want my light to shine regardless. And sometimes my foes try to come in and diminish my light, but they can't do it unless I allow it. So,
absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
I know I haven't heard the whole quote. That was beautiful. Thank you. There's something else.
I
in, There was just one other thing that stood out to me, too, where I wanted to understand better the connection between promoting and not just participating in the poetry community, but promoting. And one of the lines says that you're driving audiences to the poetry community. That's more than just promotion to me. That's like intent and purpose. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Yeah. In all honesty, I also have spent time ministering to children because I'm also a minister as well, and I didn't want to put that on my bio, but there you go, Merry Christmas. But but I minister to young children, and sometimes, you know, they would, you know, bring me their poetry and things like that. And then I later find out that there was other people that lived literally in my community, in my church or somewhere nearby, that was always drawn to me, and there was always something poetically and stuff like that. And you know how your vibe attracts your tribe.
Yeah.
So it was one of those situations where I would literally say, hey, I have this poetry community that I've had for a couple years now, and if you guys want to, you can go on there. You can check out other people's poetry and things like that. Don't steal their stuff. But you can be inspired by it and do your own thing. So, you know, and that's kind of sort of, you know, as far as like the instruction and stuff like that, I taught classes and things like that and, you know, went forth, you know, basically, literally, driving people to the things that they are already passionate about. I just kind of give them a little more, a little push to it, you know. And what I did see when I first started promoting, and I'm not even going to lie to you, I just started promoting the poetry community real heavy in February of 2020 when COVID started hitting and everything was shutting down, but I had always had my platform and was making the connections prior. I'm like, let me go ahead and not only make the connections, but let's go ahead and see where I can, you know, if they're looking for a show, if they're looking for a mic, if they're looking for a platform somewhere, hey, you know, I know a location in Atlanta that's actually doing, you know, spoken word, or, you know, I've had people reach out to me saying, do you know where or who I can connect with? I've been that person. I've been called everything from the poetic TV guy to to the poetic, you know, yellow pages and directory and stuff like that. So, I've played with it several times, so I just figured I'd just go ahead, let's go ahead and get this going. I wanted to test it out for a little bit, and I promise you, in 2020, that was literally my bread and butter.
Speaking of bread and butter,
yeah,
so that was one of the first. So wait, first I have to go back to your bio real quick. So as far as your favorite quotes, I have to tell you, be a voice, not an echo. I love that. I absolutely
Albert Einstein.
Love that. So, but anyway, back to bread and butter. So one of the first conversations I had with T was like, Do you charge? Do you this? Do you that? And she was like, no. And I was like, but why not? But
because,
why not?
And I'm going to go back to what I just said. It was in 2020 when I just started kind of stepping into that platform. I've done it before with other business ventures. It wasn't until 2020 when I actually just started say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and do this like an internship in a sense, where I'm teaching myself how to hone this part of my craft, this part of my gift, and give it to, you know, other platforms and so on and so forth. And it's actually been more advantageous doing that because I've noticed I've been getting a lot of inbox messages from different platforms. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't know what I was doing. Hold on, wait a minute. And so I have other shows that want me to promote, but it's like right now, in the space that I'm in right now, I really wish I could. I really need to get a team together because I'm only one person. Only one person, baby.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so and that's
we're
been
gonna
the whole
get
thing.
To,
it's trying to. Yeah. Sorry.
No, go ahead, sis.
Oh, it's your show, baby. Go ahead and do your thing.
No, you already know, like, you already know that part of the reason, like, I was like, all right, you got your price list together, like, we ready to bring you on, and I know I pressured you to do that, and I know that that's part of the giveaway tonight. I don't know what it is that you're giving away. I'm excited to find out. But for those of you that are listening that do not realize, one part of the In the Spotlight show is a giveaway. It will either be hosted by our special guest or be hosted by Pulse Designs. And tonight it is hosted by our special guest. So there will be a giveaway after the show for everyone that has gotten on the mic tonight. And I don't know if we want to jump into that quite yet, but I know that I'm looking at all of these roles that you have, right?
Right.
And I'm curious. I want to come back to that, and I know I just jumped into that, but I want to come back to that because I want to know, do you have a favorite hat? And I want to read off this list. For those of you that have not looked at this, I'm gonna read this list of hats that this woman wears. Author, poet, writer. Artist development coordinator, promotional marketer, internet radio personality, a.k.a. Dane Devereaux, that dandy. Content creator, editor, graphic designer, leadership coach and instructor, and spiritual practitioner. So she slid it in there. She just didn't give it a name. I see it. So of all those roles, do you have a favorite or what is it that is most gratifying for you?
Yeah, that part.
You know what's so funny? I never knew that I would actually love being on the radio. Because if you was to ask me last year if I would be on any other platform, if I would host my own show, heck no, Because I can't be in the background shining light on people if I'm on the stage too. So I'm going to pick the one that I love the most, which was promoting, you know, other people, shining light on them, and then I'll go ahead and rock my light in the shadow. I'm cool, you know. But I'm telling you, Dane came out, and I was like, because it still allows me to promote because I still have my Poetic Teaser Tuesdays. I still have my Unapologetic Domain with Dane, you know. And I have those nights to be able to still give to the community and get filled by, you know, all the poetic words and everything like that. And even music is poetry, just put to music, put to a tune. So I'm good there. I don't even have to talk. I just want to be able to just sit there and just listen. So, but and that's the whole thing, really. It's, my life is not my own.
And this we know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do all that you do, but, you know, I'm grateful for it.
Thank you.
When you started the radio thing, I was like, oh, she got the, she got the voice for this. She got and you already know music, right? We all three of us, mm-hmm. we have this passion for music.
Right. And I'm telling you, the first time that I did the show, I did not have any practice. I think I did a mock show one time, and I bombed. Like, it was no joke. I was like, are you sure you want me to do this? And Jay was like, yep. Shout out to Jay Sharp.
Shout out to Jay Sharp.
I feel
like we had those conversations earlier this year, too.
Hmm?
I feel like we've had those conversations earlier this year, too, like with my hesitance. And I would talk to you kind of in the back channel a little bit. You would encourage me. I remember the first time I was kind of running an event page, and it was a glitch, and I didn't know what to do. And you kind of shot me a message and was like, sis, I got you. You did
right.
some kind of Olivia Pope something, and you came back like it's handled. I was like, Olivia Pope, thank you so much. Like, you popped out of nowhere like, sis, I got you. Yeah.
No, because my thing is this.
That's what she does. She'd be in the back. Mm-hmm. She's always present, and she sees everything.
Yeah, she was like, we're going to tag team until you're comfortable, and that's exactly what happened.
Right. And so I was like, yeah, I got you. So it was something, I think it was with the music or something like that. It was doing something weird.
Oh, absolutely, because I never catch lyrics. I'm like, Shazam is not helping me. Like, I got you. I do the music, you do the pose. Yes.
Right. So, yeah, that was actually fun that day because, you know, being able to, one, get to know you on a more, you know, sister vibe and stuff like that, and then, you know, just communicating and joking in the background and stuff like that, you know, listening to all of the poets and, yeah, it was cool.
Definitely helped my nerves. Definitely helped my nerves. So, yeah.
Right. See, it's about all about not competing with each other. It's about complimenting each other and lifting each other up as we go. So,
absolutely. Let me make a real quick announcement, just a reminder, if you all have not called in, the caller number is
5 2 7 6 3 0 0.
Press 1 to get in queue if you have not already. If you are here and have not pressed 1, press 1. We have about 21 minutes before we go into overtime. And tonight I suspect we are going to be in overtime. So, sis, did you have I want to get to work. T, if you don't mind, we're going to keep you we're going to keep your mic open while we bring in the rest of the callers for tonight for the open mic. I don't know that we're done with you. I think my sis might have one more question for you, but we're not done with you. We're just not done with you. So we'll probably continue this whole thing in between everybody, and probably after it's all over with too. And then, because this is what we do. Mm-hmm. There's no answer.
I told you I pre-recorded my show today so I can go, so you can have me all night. So let's go. I'm here.
Bet. So, again, if you all have not called in, call in. You got about 20 minutes and 4 seconds. And, Ja, did you have another question for T before we pull in
I lost my space. I got to come back to it. You know, I got 3 devices.
All right,
and all of them are fully charged. I just wanted to let you know.
I'm really proud of you, because let me tell
it's
you something. I speak to her often, right? And every time we speak, her phone is on 15%, is on 5%. Like, I don't know what her issue is.
Oh my god! I'm fully charged, but I'll come back. I have the phone where I put it.
I think I'm supposed to be opening the mic. I don't know. I'm checking back channel, but I'm confused by what was said. So I'm just going to open the mic and see if they're there, and we'll go from there. So,
really? Yeah. I just said, oh, wait a minute. I wasn't ready. You open the mic.
Okay, you said come on.
This is what it is.
You said come
it's
on.
Cool.
I don't know what that means.
I don't
so
mind.
I asked for clarification. Okay.
You're here.
So for
I'm
those that don't know, we
you're
have
there.
A Tiffany's. Oh,
they call him
the Iron Man or whatever.
Oh, whatever. Wow. Shade. She said, oh, whatever. Shade. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's real sunny out here.
I mean,
you got leaves and trees. It's just lots of shade around this piece. Cold wind, cold breeze.
Hey, yeah. Mojave, the Iron Man, the Epiphany's own host of all the shows. On Tuesday night.
All the shows
on Tuesday
really.
Night. I'm not
of
even
all things Tuesday
to
night
gonna...
on Epiphany.
All things Tuesday on
this
Epiphany.
Is, this
that
is just,
my hobby.
This is what we're doing. Okay. All right. Hey. Hey, groovy people. Hey, to the show. Hey, Sunny. Hey, Rain. Hey. Hi.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening. Hi.
Hola, que pasa, señor?
What's happening? What's going on? How you feel it? What's happening?
Hola, que pasa? What's going down? Can I take your order?
Nadie tú. ¿Cómo está?
Hello.
So, Hav.
How you doing tonight, Hav? You good?
No, actually, I'm actually quite terrible. That's why I'm like, I'm super late. Aww. Yeah,
I'm sorry. And
actually,
you know,
it's weird. I actually went and splurged on some serious whatchamacallit. And so I went and got some serious medicine today. Yeah, but it didn't help me because I didn't almost make it there, so it was kind of messed up. So it's like, and now so I'm just dealing with the aftermath. And so, but I'm trying to do like 8 things at once because you know me.
But what do you have for our special guest tonight? I mean, this is a celebration.
A
celebration
of
that damn
DB. It's a celebration.
So, you know.
It's a celebration of what?
That damn DB. Dane Devereaux.
Oh, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. The smooth one. Hold on for a second.
My hobby didn't know this show was coming like for a month.
Gotta get the music.
Take your time.
You know,
take your time,
Hobb. I'm just saying, it's a lot of shade
should
going
I play
on
some
right
music?
Here.
Should I play some music?
Should you? No, this music? Is not Jeopardy. You don't get to play music. No, that's it. It's not Jeopardy. Anyway, speaking of which, Tila Shaw, you're an exemplary person. You're super dope in many different ways. Thank you for all the energy and effort that you put towards the promotion of not just my show but many shows on Epiphany and making sure that people understand where things are at and putting out dope information and even starting fights but closing out arguments. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Pick them up and shut them down. What you mean?
like, did you find the honey drippers? You the founder of honey drippers? All right. That's an inside joke. I ain't shading nobody, but that's when you see someone go off. I was like, yo, you just going off, and then just kept going off. It was like going across. I was like across platforms, just like you is out of control. I was like, ah, take the shot. That's dope. All right.
I'm a thug.
Yeah. You are. You are a thug. I agree with that. Yeah, fuck. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to find something.
It's taking a long time finding it. I'm just saying.
And, well, it's a. See, the problem is when you write new stuff. You know what? I'm gonna do a good old fashioned, just off the beaten track, different poem that you're not used to. Be it the fact that I'm ultimately pissed off because every time I turn around, somebody is getting killed unarmed, and it's not making the news until months later. I get a little upset. So mm-hmm. I'm going to read this piece, and I dedicate the energy and the effort because Keela Chow is also currently working on an innocence project for a brother who's been just unjustly put in jail. And literally, as I read the case and I got into it, I said the governor needs to intervene, and then they need to retry the case, because none is the dude who actually ratted is the dude who's the killer. But, you know, people, when they get, you know, in those days, like, they don't like to, basically admit that they made mistakes and they just wanted a conviction. They didn't care who it was. But I'm going to read this piece. Y'all ready?
Yeah, we will mute our mic. The mic is
right. All right. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little black boy got surrounded. Pounded by lead, out he bled, hands up, no slack, being black they shoot. How the lead spoke with his body riddled with holes and bounded smoke. How defensive blue. Finds nothing true, lies defended his soul grounded. I learned that they extended open season on melanin and anything that lives. Black never matters. Extinguishing us like vestilians, like fly swatters, the pew put out like light or house squatters. We did not ask for this life. We are killed and consumed. There are no winners or sinners. We're getting dropped like chicken dinners, bowed head because of lead. And we must know that we must be a blessing because of the meals of chalk outlines with bullets and blood dressing. And I got to address this light in my child's eyes and tell him that though the world is round and truth is flat, people rather gravity help narrative spin than the guilty stand pat. And that bitch justice ain't blind but immune to seeing facts. And the only thing that beats poison is love, which counteracts. And there are no facts, B. No way to go gently into that good night. When bullets don't kill softly, tears might as well be jeers. When police go fear and they celebrate and cheers, protesting we forever be. Police pop their guns and so goes the story. Black people become black angels moving on to glory. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. Before long, the little black boy got surrounded. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. He got shot, hands up, unarmed. My people, there's no way around it. Poem.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I like it when you write in this genre right here.
Me too.
It's always so emotional, and you change up your cadence, and it absolutely draws us in. That was emotional.
I can honestly say that I was going to wait till the end to actually bring my brother Julius. Bring the awareness of his case, because tomorrow they have his clemency hearing to determine whether or not they're going to actually execute him. And I know for a fact he had no parts in that. I know for a fact it was Chris Jordan and his brother. I know for a fact because I have been in his life since high school. That is my god brother. And there's so many things that play a part in this particular case, and I don't want to dwell on it or anything like that, but it is so important because the simple fact is a man died and he was an innocent man. He did not have to leave this earth. But it'll be wrong to sentence another man to death That'll be two murders.
Mm-hmm.
On this man's hands. Yes. That actually committed the murder. So we're still begging everyone to actually reach out to the Pardon and Parole Board and to Governor Stitt here in Oklahoma to grant clemency. So we're, I'm actually going to be there tomorrow, first part of the day. But, yeah, I apologize. I got
another
missed it. But thank you so much, Mahabi, for,
I am posting the link to the event page now.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, sis, for even, another hat. And Mahabi, that was a beautiful piece, and I agree with that. That is absolutely, I love that part of your pen, that genre for your pen.
Yeah.
I love when you write in that genre. And it was perfect for this, and hats off to you, T, for taking on yet another cause, something else. You're always giving to everyone, and this is no... This is no difference here, and it's so worthy, and you're so right. It's tragic. So,
yeah.
Thank you for bringing awareness to that. You're not gonna get me. I'm a thug, so you're not gonna get me. You already know I'm a thug. So thank you, Mahabi.
You're welcome.
Sorry for giving you a hard time. Sorry to give you a hard time.
Right.
No, you're right. I'm not. But thank you for coming.
She's like, I'll do it again, and I'll bring all the smoke.
Yep.
I don't smoke.
Thank you.
I don't smoke.
All right. I'm going to put you back on mute.
Feel better.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for
One Mike, would you like to shout out what show you're having tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, of course we're supposed to be doing the Honey Drippers, but I think I'm gonna do a hybrid show. I think I'm gonna do Honey Drippers and War Council in the same night. I'm gonna have Honey Drippers do the poetry, talk about some stuff on War Council, you know, combine some topics, you know, because you know we got a bunch of stuff that we could be doing, but you know, I think it'll be fun. You know, poetry and good conversation. Why not?
That's the beautiful thing about, you know, hosting a show. You get to make the rules. So, all right, well, we look forward to it.
I do. Well, the last hybrid show was gangbusters. So I said, fuck it, I'll do it again. And it'll be a good way, you know, because, you know, they over there wilding out War Council. So, you know, I was like, why not?
We'll be in the house.
I hope so. I want everybody in the house. It's going to be good. Good. Drop some poetry, do some stuff. You know, especially since, you know, congratulations to you since you're now one of the new moderators of Sex Ed on Fridays in fourth period poetry. So, you know, so you can get out there and you'd be like, do your piece and you'd be like, oh, that's rain.
You know what?
I'm just saying, y'all would be throwing. People be throwing pieces out. I'd be like, wow, look at this. Well, you did you hear that? Did you hear it's on East Meadow piece? I'm like, oh, wait a minute, hold on for a second. She's quiet.
You
when
know
did that happen? You know, even Tito Shaw got a
oh,
body pen.
Oh, listen.
Oh yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh?
Just,
we already know.
Smacking people with weapons.
Dane Devereaux. We already know Dane Devereaux. We know. All right, Hop. We got to move on to our Philly Dome.
All right, guys. Go ahead.
Thank you. Have a good night. One love, one mic.
You too. One love, one mic.
Bye.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. What's a bye, really?
I said that to him the other day, and he was like, no, you can't do that. He was like, no. Mm-mm. So next on the mic, we have Miss Perla Negra with a shoddy phone. So she's hoping to stay connected. Good evening, Diva.
Good evening. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. You sound
hey,
good.
Hey, Perla Negra.
Oh, my signal is getting worse and worse. Y'all sound real choppy. So I'm going to try to do this as quickly as possible. Because last night, it cut me off when I was acting up like this. First off, How you doing, Rain? Hey, Johnny.
How you doing?
What's up, Rihanna?
Oh, my beautiful
love.
Yeah.
Hey.
That sound real, real crappy only because my signal is so messed up. Oh, my God. Sheesh. Oh, man. This sucks. But I just want to say congratulations. T. LaShelle, you know what? You are one of the dopest people I know. You are sweet as pie. You know, and I truly, truly enjoy your show when I can actually get through to it. But
right,
man, it's so much I want to say, but it's hard for me to hear y'all. So I just want to let you guys know I love y'all.
Diva,
and,
real
keep up the good work.
Diva, real quick. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. Got 4 minutes. For those that are listening, if you have not called in, Karen going to cut you off. Got 4 minutes to call in. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Ms. Diva.
That's pretty much what I wanted to say. Jeez, this is horrible. Reception sucks. that's pretty much what I wanted to say.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Do y'all hear me? I can hear y'all too, but it's like real, real choppy. Yeah, I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
I just finished it, actually. I don't have no title for it, but here it goes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I wanted to change everything about me for him until he made me realize true love doesn't have to change. They just have to see you. So when he came forth and bare his soul to me, I took a chance and gave him all my pieces broken. He gave me his heart because I had the key. When I made space for him, he gave me his time. I wanted to learn what he was willing to teach, so he opened his mind to me. Told me his lips belong to me because there's honey in my kiss. We make love because he touches me like no other ever has. He is an artist, and my melanin is his paintbrush to take him anywhere he pleases. The depth of him is truth, so I am secure because he does everything from love. There isn't a single moment with him that I betrayed, and that's their peace.
There's honey in my kiss.
That's right. Man. Oh, my God. I love how you spit your pieces because it's like when you deliver it, it's like butter. And it's like you're able to receive it so easily because it's just so smooth and so and you never needed a title. All you had to do was bring your heart. I mean, that's all, man, all day. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, that was absolutely beautiful. Breathtaking. It's honey in my kiss. I felt that. Like, I felt it. Right? Like, I was like, that's it. Yes.
Thank you. All
right. For those that you got 4, 3, for those listening in online, 2, 1.
No, it's a dead issue now.
If you are under the sound of my voice, we are officially in overtime. Miss Pearly, thank you so much.
Welcome. Welcome.
So
and
beautiful.
Once again.
I'm so glad.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm
so glad your phone allowed you to stay connected so we could hear you. So thank you so much. I hope that it lets you hang out a little longer.
I hope
what
so,
you
too. I just got a
week?
Strange feeling. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a show or not because I got to handle some business and
okay.
Hopefully things will work out. But if they do,
it's gonna be on and pop. And I got a topic, but I got to run across my sultry voice diva who co-hosts with me first, and then I'll let y'all know.
Keep us posted.
Oh, we're excited for him. Absolutely. All right, Miss Pearly, I am going to put you back in queue and bring in our next caller. I know, you know what? It's Larry. One love with Mike. Leave it on Larry. She knows she's my diva. She know I got like 19 names for her anyway.
Peace, y'all.
Have a good night. Have a good night, Mama.
Love you.
Thank y'all too.
All right. So I am not 100% sure, so I'm not going to take a guess on who this next caller is, but I'm having a good time. Are y'all having a good time?
Yes. Yes. You know you want to push the button. Push the button. Who is it?
So the next caller, what do we have on the mic? 215.
Hey, this is Kane Spade.
Hey. DSR all damn day. Come on with it.
All damn day.
Yes.
Hey, so what's going on?
We appreciate you coming through.
Hey, no problem. You know, a shout out to you, Rain, Zanice. Shout out to the feature right there, T. LaSalle. Congrats to her.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Welcome.
Hi, Kane Spade.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm behaving.
See, are you talking? you sound, okay, you back. Didn't you sound a little distant? Okay, you're back. We can hear you now.
For me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'll sound a little. I'm sorry. I'll make myself a little bigger. Okay, my apologies.
Okay, maybe you lowered the octave. Perfect. Maybe you were just lowering the octave, you know, like band does. You might have just lowered the octave or something. I don't know if you was putting on your sexy voice or what for Kingston. I don't know. I'm just here holding down the board.
Right.
So King, we definitely appreciate you coming through to show love to our sister.
Hey, definitely, definitely. I'm enjoying the show. Definitely, it's a bunch of energy over here.
Yeah, we definitely do our best. You know, it's funny. See, it's funny. If it was not for you, I wouldn't know about King Spade's show.
Mm.
How about that?
Man, I would have to promote him more. But yeah, that's some real stuff though. Because King Spade, man. I've been introduced to his ink like years ago, and it was through my Aunt Gina. So yeah,
and I was gone. So you know, when I came back on the scene, I didn't know who half the people were. So absolutely, if it wasn't for the space that you created for people to promote themselves, and for you promoting, I wouldn't even know. So I'm grateful.
Hey, so am I.
Yeah, is that,
did you bring a piece
what do they call
tonight?
It?
Yeah. What?
Yes, indeed, I do. Got a little piece for y'all. It's an old piece that I dug up. Wrote this in 2013. Whenever y'all ready.
We're ready, and I promise you, it's new to me. So the mic is yours.
All right. The title of this. It's called Hard Times. Title made me think. Drowned in the negative. An MO with me, I won a race. Came across a peace death mask. Talks of old age, wisdom, folly and fear. How it is when the end is near. But I'm not that old yet. Burn the word the end away. Every day I wake up, it's a new beginning. Respect the Garrison Keller, an author who selected, introduced the book Good Poems for Hard Times. A push to write in this script as I get lost in my rhymes. Trying to write till my hands can't write no more. My blood is the ink I know I said before. Grab the pen, unlock my world, a dimension of endless space, people and cars walking and driving on transparent concrete and roads. Millions of packs of pens within my vision, ready to be used to display life's description. Past occurrences, images speed by. Present moments flow at a pace to be recognized. Young ones growing too fast and require. Some too focused on desire. Forgot what happened in the last hour. Because the moment seems to be all what counts. Spouses, family, and friends, a percentage of the world only cares for number one. Why you think many are so quick to pull a gun? One way of seeing the world is through my eyes. One trait we all share, I'm just trying to live my life. Struggle through life seems like you gotta fight. One minute my own description, call me the can't get right kid. What can I say? The world is what it is. And that's always from DSR All Damn Day.
Yeah.
All damn day.
K Spade, oh my God, your delivery has always been like so direct, crisp, cut to, you know, you just cut to the chase. There's no, you know, chasing nothing. You just go ahead and just give it to them. And that's what I appreciate about your ink. That's how I appreciate, that's what I appreciate about your delivery. Man, it's always good to hear you.
Hey,
absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I've just started hearing you a few shows ago, and I absolutely enjoy every time you spit. And it's funny, I was just listening to UT. It's like you break it down so perfectly. Like, she's our guest host tonight, too. So, absolutely. I look forward to hearing more to you, and I'm definitely going to do my best to make it out to your show to support as well. But I definitely appreciate you coming through.
Yeah. Hey, I'm feeling humble. I mean, it's my first time over here checking out, you know, Raw with Reign. So definitely y'all welcome to check out DSR anytime you're free. You can do that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, King. You know, we're going to go ahead and put you back in the queue. We appreciate you coming through. Look forward to hearing more from you, sir. Have a good evening. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, y'all. I know who we have next up on the mic, and I feel like I'm just going to open the mic and let them do what they do.
Push the button.
I did. I'm waiting for the energy. I'm waiting for the energy to just drop.
Yeah.
You know how like you wait for the beat to drop? I feel like
boom drop.
Oh, come on, y'all give me way too much credit.
You know it's all facts. It's all facts.
Hi, J Rob.
What's happening, y'all? How's everyone this evening?
Oh, great.
It's just another day in the hood. It's almost Friday, and I ain't complaining about nothing except vaccines. What's good with y'all?
Enjoying this poetry you've been hearing.
I'm trying
hanging out with
y'all.
Our sister, T. Lachelle. Tonight's a good night.
Yes, T. Lachelle.
Hey, J Rock.
Very much congratulatories are in order, and they're pointed towards your direction because of the woman you happen to be and your purpose as it's being fulfilled in the way that it has come through. I'm humbled to be able to call you a good friend of mine and your phenomenal sister in all sense of every word that means.
Man. I'm telling you, y'all
get
been
the tissues,
doing
get the
it
tissues,
to me.
Get the tissues.
I
you heard
know.
That pause. Did you hear that pause?
Hey, listen,
my
just telling you the truth is going to make you cry, then you're just going to keep telling you the truth. Then.
Hey, J-Rob. Hey, J-Rob.
What's up, Rain? How you been?
I just wanted, I was waiting for the beat to drop, but you just came in all like mellow, like you. I wasn't sure.
Man.
I'm not. You didn't bring that get down. Yeah, you didn't.
Oh,
you didn't
no,
bring
I'm
the get
on
down.
The I mean, I can always. Y'all can bring me back in, and I can do all that stuff that I do on the get down. But you know, this is your show,
I'm enjoying this vibe. I'm enjoying this vibe. I enjoy this vibe.
I can't always be like turning it up. I'm from another side of the Bronx, so I got to keep it Swayze sometimes.
No, I have to admit, like, when I first came back to the poetry community after, you know, taking some time away, the first show that I went to with the poetry Uber, Gina Storm, she took me to Epiphany Radio's The Get Down. It was J-Rob. It was Poetic. And it was Mr. Metaphoria. And...
Wow.
Yeah. Mr. Metaphoria was cutting up as he does.
Perfect.
You know, how he introduces himself. But, you know, J-Rob, when I went on the page and I saw the music, when I, you know, heard the commentary from not only you, but Poetic, and then my goofy buddy, Mr. Metaphoria. It made me feel like I was at home with my brothers, and I was able to just kick back and wear my sweats and just in my tennis, my Nikes and just a hoodie and just kick back and relax with you guys. And I promise you, I mean, it made me feel like home. So, yeah, I rock with you guys all day. If you ever
have a play. We're trying to make people feel like this is a part of their home. When you come visit the Get Down, we want to have fun.
Absolutely.
We want to spit poetry, and we want to appreciate everybody's talents for as they present them, because no poet sounds the same, and
right.
Your talent and gift is what you bless us with. So the two most humblest people are Van and myself, anytime people decide to take a couple of minutes out of their day and bless us to get down with what they bring to the table. So it's a humbling thing having anybody tune in. So again,
J-Rob,
we both stop through. It's all love.
J-Rob, since you're already talking about the get down, would you mind shouting out the get down this week before you get into your piece? Because I am not doing the best job tonight about keeping up on letting people promote themselves.
Don't even sweat it. What I will tell you is that everyone within the sound of my voice, and even if you're not within the sound of my voice, if you have somebody within the sound of your voice, please do not miss this Thursday on the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and yours truly, John Robinson, the Dark Knight, a.k.a. J. Robert Wise's son, a.k.a. somebody gave him a pen. Because this week, we're doing poetry somewhere differently. And the prompt that we're using is, with this piece, Ivy Wed.
Oh,
because if you're married to poetry, metaphorically, the question is, what do you do with me? So,
I love that.
That's what we're taking.
Hey, Rob. Before
yes,
you start your piece, would you mind doing me a favor? Because I want us to enjoy the fullness of your piece. Would you pull your mic back from your mouth a little bit just so we can hear it clearly? We're catching.
How's this?
You know how like when it be all perfect. You know how like it be all up.
This is cool.
Yeah.
How's
that's
this?
Perfect.
Yep. Perfect.
Yep. Perfect.
Cool, man.
So
well, again,
are you ready?
On Thursday.
The mic. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying on Thursday. Be there, be square, or just catch the recording. So,
no, be there. Just be there. Just make room.
Be
there. Just be there.
Make room like his mom is cooking. Make room like his mom is cooking.
Right.
And it's gonna be all. You're about to get fed. So come through.
That's it. We ready for it. Thank you, love. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is something that I just recently done for the Harlem Writers Guild for our 70th anniversary, which I will be posting shortly. I stand before you as a poetical writer birthed from the Black Arts Movement when it was safe after dark. I'm here, and I am he who is guided by the writings of Killens and Clark. I wear my heart on my sleeve and speak in the language of an elder tribal sensei who teaches the children how to talk to someone in the rhythm of the dun-dun drum. I perform old-school dance steps that are tribal in nature, yet hypnotizing to the eye, while wearing shell-top Adidas, British Walkers, and Brooks Brothers shoes with Gregory Hines heel-to-toe tap that makes whispering sounds of amazement. They say that babies can see the spirits of the souls that have passed before them, and then imagine what it must be like to sit in a circle of guidance around a child who has no idea what a stereotype looks like while being dressed in their finest robes that speak in the sound of low trumpets and saxophone solos while understanding each note as a lost language. And then I take a deep breath and inhale a piece of literacy destiny that feels warmth of an unfamiliar touch. And then exhale all of your fears that are associated with freedom's hymns and old field hand spirituals. You see, I want to wrap my arms around all that is right with us when we are at our zenith. And then I want to pour different deep harmonized forms of freedoms into the palms of poets that used to rub nub pencils into etched woven words, into books that move unsuspected souls into action. I want to write musical notes that sounds that each click of the tap shoe makes when it touches the pavement and then float effortlessly in between the piano and saxophone keys while the wind blows in between the trumpet vowels. I want to point towards heaven's doors, guarded by an ancestral tribesman who awaits our entrance, who stands with the guardians of untold secrets, wrapped in the finest of motherland fabrics, barefooted, who comes forth, and the only answer that is permissible for everyone to hear as I stand here before you and I ask at the entrance of acceptance, who comes here? I'm not your child, for I am the one who is deserving of such of all the secrets that you have ever decided to give to someone like me, because I am your legacy, and I deserve that. And that's that piece.
Man. Can I comment first? Can I please comment first?
Go ahead.
My ancestors and guides salute your ancestors and guides for bringing us together as friends, as confidants in poetry, and simply put, Ashe, I receive it. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. And I received every word that you spoke. Thank you.
Ashele.
Can you run a line back for me, please?
Yes.
The children not knowing what stereotype, that line, not knowing what stereotypes look like. Everything surrounding it. This was such a powerful piece. But I just want to hear that line again.
They say that the babies can see the spirit of the souls that have already passed before them. And then imagine what it must be like to sit in a circle of guidance around the child who has no idea what a stereotype looks like while being dressed in their finest robes that speak in the sound of low trumpets and saxophone solos while understanding each note as a lost language.
I just got chills again. Thank you. Such a powerful piece. Yeah, I'm going to be sitting in that one again, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know John's losing her mind over there.
You said you want to be posting that soon, right? You want to be posting that on your page?
Yeah, I'm going to post this pretty soon.
Okay. Yeah,
I just got to find the right pictures to go with it.
Okay. I'm looking forward to both reading it and hearing it in the playback.
I wrote this to the Harlem Writers Guild. We are having our 70th anniversary celebration. And the two people that I mentioned, Dr. Killings and Dr. Clark, they are actually responsible for starting the Harlem Writers Guild during the Civil Rights Movement of the 1950s. And they brought forth the Ozzie Davises, the Ruby Dees, you picture anyone who has written, the Terry McMillans of the world. If you have someone who's literary in here, the Claude McCabe, it's a deep conclave of people that have started this, whose shoulders I'm standing on. And I wanted to write a piece that illustrated why we're standing on their shoulders. Hence, we're at the doors of literary excellence, or we're at the doors of heaven. You're trying to tell your ancestors that I'm your legacy, and everything that you have, I feel that I deserve, because it's your shoulders that I stand upon. That's where this piece comes from.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Thank you so much for that, J-Rob. We so appreciate you, as you know. Thank you for shouting out the show. Just looking at the time, we have about 30 minutes left and about 5 callers to give. So,
let me slide out the way. Have a good night,
thank
ladies.
Thank you so much, sir.
Take care.
Thank you.
I love them.
All right. Have a good night. All right.
Night, night.
Okay. Good night. All right. One love, one mic, J-Rob. So before I go on to the next caller, I'm going to go ahead and let T announce the prize that will be announced. So how we do the giveaway is everyone that's hit the open mic tonight will be entered to win, and we will then go from here to the event page. And I try to do a live. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So whatever giveaway T is giving away, I will be entering those callers into a wheel. We will do it live. We will announce it live, and then you will contact T for your prize. So, Miss, you know I love Dame Devereaux, but T. Michelle, Dame Dam DD, what prize are you giving away tonight, or are you giving options? Are you giving options, my dear?
I'm giving options. Either you can get a logo design, and it depends on your personal need, whoever wins. You can either get a logo design, which is custom. It's all done by me. And it's definitely I'm going to make sure that it matches who you are in every way. Or you can also have your own business card designed by me as well. It's all custom. And to your, to who you are. Oh, sorry, I just got distracted. My apologies.
It's all good. So a logo design or a business card design? So it's not the business card itself, or is it? So it's just the design for the business card.
I can actually provide the first business cards. Yes, I can do that.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure our callers knew. All right, so that will be immediately. Well, not immediately. Give me about 20 minutes after the show. I gotta input the names, the list of names, and put those on in the thing, and then we'll announce that. So now we're gonna go without further ado, go into our next caller. Sorry, I'm still learning numbers. 540-684. Who do we have on the mic?
Miss the Automatic Charismatic. They're going.
All right. Good evening, sir. We appreciate you coming through.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Beautiful black women. How are y'all doing?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I'm
like Malcolm X. I love the black woman. You know, so, yeah. That's just me.
All right.
You know what I mean? I love black women.
All right. So did you have a piece for us tonight, sir?
Always. I brought my mind.
All right. Well, we only have a short time left. So if you wouldn't mind, just go ahead and sharing that with us. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to it.
All right. Because we style the sound of the black woman.
Sounds good. The mic is yours whenever you're ready.
She is the wisdom. She is the powerful. She is the responsible. She is pushing the civil rights movement. She is pushing that we be independent. She is a Betty Shabazz. She's a Coretta Scott King. She's a Rosa Parks. The sound of the black woman. Can you hear the queendom? Can you hear her arrival? Can you decipher that the message that she has? She is beauty and blackness. She is what she practiced. You see, you can't talk about Malcolm X and Dr. King without the queens. She is the wonderful. And people have put down the black woman. People have complained about the black woman, but I'm up here to say that Malcolm X spoke against all the negativity that went against the black woman. How he said that black woman was like unappreciated and disrespected. You might as well call me blackness of Malcolm X. Speaking of the birds at the sound of the black woman, when you hear her, I need you to hear her voice. I need you to hear her cries. I need you to see her smile. You see, she's worthwhile in all her days. She's natural. She's African goddess. She is the promise. She is the life that she surrenders for the black man to be on a higher level. Where can we be without backbone but a life that never will postpone? And when I say a breath and when I make a sound, I make sure there's a black woman gathered around. This automatic has my delivery lynch 10 gears in the morning, pipe and dry.
Oh. She is the promise.
Powerful peace, Otto.
That was a powerful peace, Otto.
Yeah.
And was that off the dome?
Yes.
Yeah, that's always off the dome. Always off the dome.
Yes, yes. One day I'm going to bring a written piece. I've written pieces before, but, you know, I just, like when J-Rob came on, you know, I love to be challenged. And I heard about Married to Poetry, you know, people like him, Kane, challenges your pen. I live for that. I love to be talented. My big brother, Forella Poet, challenges the pen. I love that.
You definitely did that. Let that challenge. I appreciate your pen so much.
You did a phenomenal
job. Thank you so much for coming through. Absolutely. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much.
You are. God bless.
Well, you as well. Have a good night. One love, one mic.
My love of Mike.
All right, ladies. I'm super ready for who I'm bringing on next. I don't know. I say I'm ready, but I can't ever get ready. It is none other than the CEO of Epiphany Radio Universe, Raw Link.
Shake. Hey, what it do, ladies? What it do?
What's going on, my precious?
It's me,
Smeagol.
No, Smeagol. Smeagol not allowed on this show. God. Don't be calling him Smeagol. Don't be calling him Smeagol.
Hey, look,
Hey, that hurt my face. That hurt my face.
He just slipped right into it, too.
I was going to tease y'all a little bit. You know, Spiegel's not allowed to this show for some reason, but
oh,
hello, Eli Shell, my beautiful black sister, my love, you know. I wanted to tell you, I'm glad that we have an audience right now. I wanted to say right there in the smack in front of everybody here that I'm in love with you, that I love you. I have dreams of holding you, you know, tenderly in my arms. I didn't really do. I think you're precious. I think you're precious, a gift given from God, from heaven above. I think all these things, these lovely things of you, darling, and I appreciate you. You are well appreciated. Nobody's ever told you before. You are well loved and appreciated.
Oh, thank you. Man, see, I got my cheeks just swelling and hurting and stuff.
Note,
I'm telling you, I'm going to put these bad boys on ice later.
Note to self, I need to put rated R, rated X when I schedule our future shows. I forget who I bring on here because I just never know.
No, because
he kept it. I just never know.
Listen.
The love is real. But the love is real.
Listen.
I know.
No,
he
I've
never
had
told
several
me
discussions
he thinks about me at night.
I've had several discussions with Smeagol in my inbox. So,
yes,
oh, that's dangerous. Listen, I'm not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was well. And look, Keith Lachelle has many, many pieces of Raw Links in her possession.
I do.
I've saw them. I've seen some.
That's
I've
right.
seen some of them. We were comparing them last time I saw this beautiful woman in person. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I need to get some more. So I'll be hitting you up here soon.
Yeah, she's been a great supporter.
I've just got some
of,
new ones.
She's been a great, oh, yes, you've been showing off, too. She's been a great supporter from the beginning, you know how she likes to be behind the scenes of everything like that. But she's been a great supporter of not only Epiphany Radio, but of Raw Links as well, you know. She's also been supportive very much of all the authors from Facebook. And yeah, like I said, you're very much appreciated, girl. We love you, man. We love you.
Thank you. Love you all, too. Yeah.
My precious. What do you have for us tonight? Because I know you have something.
I'm not even
to
sure.
To knock our socks off. You got to knock our socks off. You got to knock our socks off. We're not going to take them off. You got to knock them off.
Okay, I'm going to try my best. Let's see what we can do here. I'm going to do an old piece, but something I feel like, you know, I just feel the energy, some vibe off of this. So I'll do this. This is an old piece of mine. It's called Captivating. I just love to perform this for the young lady, T. Lachelle Sheboing, a.k.a. Miss Smeagol.
The mic is yours. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm thinking of someone that's new. I'm dreaming of someone like you see, like you knew, but girl, this is love you. Captivating, she holds me. Didn't love, I am coming through. She holds me captive. So, so in love with you. She holds me captive still in the way her heart embraces me. Lips, soul to soul kissing, we spiritually kissing, our souls tied kissing, soul to soul we kiss, long and passionate, mouths that meet never wanting to release, holding her, she holding me, captivating. This unification of we finally, a heart that beats just for me, see, she holds me. She holds me captive. Her lips are captivating. For real. See, and I want to put these lips on her, taste her thoughts, her dreams, taste every bit of her, bitter or sweet. I just want to kiss her. Her lips, her whole being with these lips. Just a sip of her. No sugar added, just a little bit of lemon. See, she's my cup of tea, my nectar, already sweet she be. I just want to kiss her, just a simple kiss. Die between her lips and be reborn between her thighs. Right off in bliss with her, closed eyes, me, her, and Jesus. Write new scriptures, envision heaven, experience universal vibrations and sensual sensations. Reach for the stars on tippy toe, free from gravity. Levitate, leave the earth, dance on the moon, her and me. Together, as I kiss her. Kiss her. I wanna. Grab passion's ladder, climb up inside of her and kiss her from the inside where her heart lies. Kiss her, hold her softly, feathered, her skin, my skin, skin to skin, wearing each other like sweaters, dressed in warmth, her lips, my lips, lip to lip meet as we kiss life together. We kiss life together, but first, after I put these lips on her. See, what are lips but that are doorways to bliss? Each passionate slow motion inhales inside of each other from a non-sexual orifice to attach to one. One long, one heart, one pulsating beat, blood pressure flowing through both, water falling from head to feet, cascading, spiritually radiating in unison as we ravishly partake in this anointing, captivating. Her lips hold me, holds me captive, still in the way her heart embraces me, soul to soul kissing, we spiritually long and passionate, mouths that meet never wanting to release, holding her, she holding me, captivating. This unification of we finally, a heart that beats just for me, and when she and her lips greet me, how the soft lips of life's entanglements left us spent, worn out from all this kissing and all these loving moments. She holds me. She holds me captive. How captivating it is, kissing, being held hostage between your lips. You hold me. You hold me captive, for real, and I'm dead in love. I am coming through, so in love with you, and peace.
Considering
my
time, I'm just gonna let T take this one. I'm looking at the time. I'm just gonna let you take this one, T. Go ahead. This is
my God, man, for real. Can you run back that line? You said something about entanglements. Run that one for me.
Alrighty, let's see. Entanglements.
I think it's life's entanglements.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, rewinding. How the soft lips of life entanglements. I'm just freestyling right now because I ain't found it yet. It's a long piece. I'm cross-eyed. Ooh, Jesus. Okay, here we go. Finally a heart that beats just for me. And when she and her lips greet me, oh, how the soft lips of life's entanglements leave, left us spent, worn out from all this kissing and all these loving moments. She holds me.
I love that. That is, like, so phenomenal. And I really want to, man, I got to get the playback. I'm sorry. I got to listen to the playback because that was, like, everything in that whole piece.
Thank you so much. Thank you, love. Well, you inspired that.
I did? Oh.
You did. You know,
I'm just gonna let this
nice
love connection happen.
Yeah, I just wanted to do something nice and sappy for you, love.
Oh, you gave
for
me some of that sappy.
Yeah.
We love your sap, and I'm looking at the time, sir. And we are running. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can do a speed round. We might have to do a speed round, but would you like to shout out your show for Monday? Actually, you don't have a show next week, so
no, I don't.
I'm
so
yeah.
I'm all good. I'm all good, girl. Back to you.
All right, we love you. We know we love you. You know we love you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. We love you.
Shmigo. Love you too.
All right.
Take your socks off.
All right, so. And we got that too, just before you muted. So we have 3 callers left in 16 minutes. So we're just asking the callers. I'm sorry, we won't have time to ask you to run it back. We won't have a whole lot of time. We just ask that you give your flowers to our guests, that your piece. I don't want to do a speed round, but before I bring in the next caller, I really just want to thank you, sis, for coming through, because I don't want to get cut off at the end without being able to thank you for being here and hanging out with us, sharing your story, letting us poke and prod at you a little bit. John, did you have anything you wanted to say before?
You said all my words. Same sentence,
I know.
Honestly. Like, I'm so, so appreciative of you in general, you know, not just tonight, but everything that you've done, how you've helped all of us and help us grow and create, and we love you. Thank you so much.
On a personal and poetic level. On a personal and poetic level.
Yes, absolutely.
All the love for you.
Absolutely. Right?
And that's what this whole night is about, is you. So this wouldn't be happening without you. So and thank you to everyone that has called in to support and to show love, give flowers. We so appreciate you all. And without further ado, I will call in our next caller. Again, forgive me, I don't know who this is, but 323-352, you are on the mic.
Kilo Cheryl, congratulations. I'll talk to you off the show. Congrats. Love you. Proud of you. The whole 9 yards. And I just want to drop this piece and call it a day.
Who do we have on the mic? Who do we have on the mic?
That's Coach. Sincere.
Sincere.
Okay.
Oh,
I thought
okay.
I caught the voice. Okay.
Listen. He was like hype with it. Now I was like, wait, I'm trying. Okay.
Yeah, you
said
we ain't got that much time. I'm from California.
We don't.
We do drive-by.
Okay.
So we got you. We just want to make sure we get your name.
Thank you. The mic is yours.
Public Library. Since the last time Ladybug Sings the Blues, branded on Lena Horne's subset, sent down to Hard River Banks. Here's a picture missed in social media upper class lecture. That's a Section 8. Take heed to it. Taking out of her life as a wife with a butter knife, with his life, no strife, just middle of the block strife. sectional division. Division divided, planning on going back and forth, taking a nap when Black Lives Matter on assistance granted by the USA Corporation stock price. It's just stock options. You see, that's when they give a hand up for public assistance, but they don't want the man in the house. For you to get Section 8, you got to kick the man out. Project, whosoever falls under the hands of mercy of the man hands of social studies, giving away freedom in a meeting discussion on dismantling of an African-American house. America, she said, we can be whatever we want it to be. That's that public library. That's that piece sincere from Los Angeles.
Awesome. You just took it to school.
Oh, thank you.
It's fine. Yeah, thank absolutely. You. We appreciate you. T, are you still there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, thank you so much, Sincere. We so appreciate it. Yeah, he is. He always brings it. Mm-hmm. He always brings it, drops it, sets everything on fire, and then leaves.
You know, California drive-by because of time. You know, I love you, but thank you,
yeah,
drive-by. I love you.
Thank you.
One love, thank you so much.
One love on Mike. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Come through, drive-by, show respect to the mic and our special guest. So next on the mic. Just Jay. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Rain. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, Janice. How you doing back there, lady?
Hey, Just Jay. Good to hear you.
Good to hear y'all. Y'all been doing y'all thing with the lovely lady of the hour. Dang devil.
Hey, Johnny.
My
hey,
goodness.
Hey.
I thought I was watching a scene from Waiting to Exhale.
You're going to change the name from Pausing to Breathe.
Hey. Y'all doing y'all thing. The chemistry with y'all three on here is really banging. It's been nice to listen to.
Aww.
I'm going to get into my piece.
Right.
Hey, I'm not trying to cut your time short, T. LaShell, but you know I support you.
Okay. I know. I got you.
All right. This right here is off a prompt piece. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Indulge me in the tsunami of passion. Days of happiness unyielding. As we are standing under the umbrella of understanding. As senseless rains pour. And we tenderly embrace on the side of the restaurant. Just over the curb on 7, the place where understanding is a two-way street. I'm presenting a proposal, and if you say no, I will simply stand and evaporate. And the clouds would cry real tears like doves all over you, my shining light bulb of incandescent beauty, glowing and flowing with the powers of femininity imbued to you. There's no replacing. There's no replicating. Nor would I want them to. If you ask me why, my eyes would tell you how they plead my case and how I could never see my life without you. I want to be here with you, then there with you, as we feed wild beasts by hand in God's promised land. You help me to get to, and I will help you to get to a world absent of pain and anxiety, a world free of want and lack, of when the wars, even within ourselves, cease fire, and death will be no more, and I will love you forever to the full. And this is why I ask you this. Will you marry me? Poem.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful.
Right.
I'm going to have to give you my commentary on the back end. I promise you,
right.
I love
that
thing.
Right. That's what I'm about to do.
That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Jesse. And, sir, I'm still waiting to hear from you. I mean,
I'm terrible, ain't I, Rain?
You were the first. You're the first
all
winner.
All
the first giveaways. And that was
everything
a long
you heard
time
was undersold to you.
I mean, it is the holidays, so, you know, hit me up.
I know you want to vouch for me, but you're going to have to jump in line.
Oh, boy. Thank you so much for coming through. We definitely appreciate you, King. Until next time, we'll be back on here Monday night. So
come through.
Hope you have a good night. Thank you for coming.
Take care,
y'all, girl. Take
for
care.
For sure. You take
I
care.
Love him, Mike.
I love him, Mike.
Be easy.
All right. So, again, we got about, I think it says 7 minutes left here. We have one more caller. I'm going to bring them in, let them show love. But, again, thank you to our beautiful, special, damn sexy sister, T. Michelle, coming through with us, hang with us tonight. And so just so y'all know, before I bring in our last caller, we will be back next Monday. We're back on schedule, so we are the first and third. So we'll be back next Monday with Color Me Muse. So it'll be an all open mic, and we'll be here rocking out. And so without further ado, I will bring in our final caller, Miss Gina Storm. Your mic is open.
And I'm saying
and
hello on next Monday.
Yes.
I can't sing, y'all.
That's perfect.
Mute.
Look, I'm Monday.
Can we sing We Are Family? I can't sing. But I love you. So.
That is
oh,
perfect.
My God.
Right.
One of these days, I'm going to give everybody a heart attack and be unmuted. Oh, look, I'm going to call in and press one at the same time.
I know you came to make our guest cry, so
no,
I'm here for it.
No, not to cry, but she will. But absolutely, to give her flowers while she's here to smell them. I want to straighten her crown if it ever gets crooked, and I need to let y'all understand that this runs in the family. This talented feature this evening is also my niece, so I just had to salute to it. I'm so happy.
That's why I sang to you. That's why
too.
I was just singing to you. We are family. That's why I was singing.
Phone that's almost dead, no Wi-Fi and no TV until Wednesday.
Okay. Listen, hit it. Hit the mic, then. Hit the mic. Do what you do.
This is down. I'm going to just call it Bam Bam because that's what she calls it when we are.
I like it.
Together.
Bam Bam. I like it. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Bam Bam. Here I am, sir, ma'am, taking my place at that. I'm swinging for the fence. You understand that I will not miss because I was built for this. The strength that's inside of me did not come naturally. It was hard fought for. And I'll be honest with you, one of the soldiers in the trenches that made sure that I would never be a glitch in the matrix is Tila Shaw, a.k.a. Dame Devereaux. I didn't even know that she had two personalities, but that's why we all have to have an alter ego. The reality is this, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it because she has been in my life a blessing and a gift, has made me feel like there was nothing that I couldn't do. And if I ever forgot who I was or what I was built for, she reminded me immediately and told me to get myself together, even if it had to be that hard kind of tough love that you could only get from family. If I had to cry unselfish tears and feel like my heart was being squeezed when my throat would not allow me to speak, I could be on a video chat with her and just look in her eyes and she'd already know I wouldn't have to speak. There'd be no regret. We would simply go into our mold and do what we do. We encourage, uplift, and pray for each other, and we've always done so. We have a hashtag that is We Are Us, and it's not just because we want you to jump on a train and a bandwagon with us. Uh-uh. Our circle's very small. The numbers may be tiny, but the effort and the love that is given with loyalty is phenomenal and never-ending. So I had to do the fam bam and come on the mic this evening and let you know that I love this woman from infinity and beyond. I met her when she was 10 and that was several decades ago. Not going to be about her mask. Those of you know. But the reality is this. I was a babysitter who became an auntie. And now I feel like I have a grown woman who's in my life, whose children give me life. Her sons are my godsons and they mean the world to me. And I feel like I had a hand in helping her raise them. But the reality is, she's been a single mom for quite some time. She lost a husband, and many loved ones, including my used-to-be mother-in-law, who was her granny, an amazing influence on me and her and so many. We wouldn't be the strong black women that we are who are praying and loving each other with every fiber of our being had it not been for the elders who came before us and laid down the foundation. So I salute you on this evening while you are being featured. I hug you from a distance, and I will kiss you when I see you. You mean the world to me. I'm not just your auntie. I'm Dina Storm, and I'm your second mom, and I love you to the moon and back. You deserve this and so much more. In peace.
Damn it, Gina.
And that's that tea. Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
She used to always tell everybody that I was the squeaky wheel, and she's the one that actually provided the oil. So, man.
Mm-hmm. And now listen to you. Mm-hmm. You're a star, and you're twinkling.
I love you so much.
I love you. Don't cry. Oh, no. I was holding it together.
And I'm here for all of it. Sis, we love you. That's the bottom line is we absolutely love you. And a big shout out to all the callers who called in to Epiphany Radio tonight to show and shower our sister love. Absolutely. You deserve all of this, sis. All of it and so much more, which is why your ass is in the spotlight. Yeah.
First of all, Gina's a thot.
I love it.
And yeah, thug be gone real quick. She sprayed the thug be gone. Okay, so yeah.
Listen.
Oh, it's all love.
Sis, I just want to give you space. You got 1 minute and 12 seconds if you wanted to say anything to.
I love you all.
Everyone.
You have no idea. I started this journey with Gina Storm, and you guys closed this show out perfectly. Thank you so much. I thank you all for embracing me. I want to thank you all for sharing your gift with the world, which gave me a platform to actually share you with the world. So I thank you so much. I'm humbled, and I'm, like, full right now. You guys have no idea. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
And I need you to post your price list. So, we're all going to support now because – it don't stay free forever, so that's all I'm saying. So,
and trust me,
Turn around and support her. Let's turn around and support her now that she is branching out and doing things on a monetary. It's time to monetize your gifts, and we're here to support you in return for what you've done for us, and we thank you.
Yeah, because you know I don't have that price list still. I'm still working on it. Love you.
Yeah, you need it.
But I'm getting it done. One second.
Love you.
Love you.
It says we're done, but we're still here. So I'm just gonna close us out with the song. Thank y'all for tuning in to Raw with Rain on Epiphany Radio. Love you. Love you.
Love
you. Teach me one love. One mic. Mwah.
I pretenders. I say it's champagne. I did the damn thing. Dirty Diana singing and dancing all in the rain. Ooh, I just wanna have a good time. Step on them, kick on them, thump in your step. Flag the right, serve the left. Work the middle till it hurt a little.
Night, dog.